I'm an addict, and my name is Bruno.
Amen.
First, I want to say thank you to God to be alive. Second, I want to say thank you to NA to give me this opportunity and this gift that is this program and allows me to live clean and to have a life. So thank you. I want to say a couple of things before I start because it helped me to, you know, get through this. Reason I identify addict named Bruno is because I want to say to all of you that the principle before the personality is what accounts for me. And when I do that, please listen to the message. Take the Bruno out of the way. I have this sort of teacher mode to tell things. So get the personality out of the way, focus on the message. So that's one of the reasons that I identify the way that I do. Secondly, if you're new, welcome. You never have to use again. Never. And I repeat, you never have to use again. So welcome. So if you're new and you feel mad, you're probably in the right place. Yeah? If you don't feel mad, you're in the right place. Not many people came to these meetings because they wake up in the morning and, yeah, man, I have a good day, I'm going to an NA meeting. So you're here for a reason. And if you know, if you don't know that reason, please stick around. I hope to help you to understand that you're here for a reason. Right, it's out of the way. So, I'm not going to tell you a big war story because everybody in this room knows how to use. Everybody knows how to use. And using is easy. It was always the quick way for me. You know, I looking in with a little bit of recovery to my growing up, I never knew how to deal with discomfort, you know. Life was giving me too much of what I don't want, or was not giving me what I want. And I never knew how to deal with that. And as soon as I found a substance, as soon as I found something that changed the way that I feel, bang. It was not bad, it was not worst, but it was different. So, and I used for 23 years. I try everything I tried, medicine, psychiatrist, I tried drug replacement therapy, you know, it's the fucking crack, go to the heroin, or it's the fucking heroin, go to the fucking alcohol, it's the bloody alcohol, go to the pills. This, that, and them. Never one time I considered myself being the problem. And this was my life for 23 years. Until by a succession of events in my life, I found these rooms, you know. I don't have any doubts whatsoever that the God of my understanding just put me in the right track. I'm completely, totally convinced that I cannot use successfully, and I'm completely, totally convinced this is what I need to be doing. And I don't need to be anyone else because I found it here. So I'm clean for 2.5 years.
Nice.
Soon as I was talking about that with somebody that I started talking in the beginning of the meeting, is for me arriving to these rooms and looking around and listen people telling me that they've done this, they've done that, they've done jail, they've done cheating, you name it. Some of them worse, some of them not so worse than mine, but they've done something. They've used the same substance as me. They did have the same relationship I have with the substance that I did, but they were clean. I said, how do you do that? really? You clean for 10 years? You clean for 15 years? Tell me what to do. And I was so desperate that I just took the cotton from my ears and put it in my mouth. And I said, tell me what to do. And they said to me, Bruno, this is very simple. Simplicity is the first word that you find in the basic text. So keep it simple. Go to meetings. Okay, I can do that. Find a sponsor. Okay, I can do that. Do some service, right? I pick up a literature commitment. And, you know, I started to understand a little bit this, the program. And things, they start to changing, you know. They said to me, you need to pray. Meditation is a very good tool. And my life started to become better, you know. In the beginning, I did not understand very well the spiritual principles. What I have to say is, be nice. Mm. Be nice to other people. And it's my experience that sometimes it doesn't work. But it took me a lot of practice, and I'm still practicing that. But in the beginning, just being nice to other people, be aware of how we treat other people, how I treat other people, as well as looking into Bruno at the end of the day. Am I living my life the right way? I start to do those sort of questions that before I never done it. It's just the little simple things, you know, that I start doing, calling other people, you know. That for me was huge, you know, picking up the phone, getting over that boundary of fear, telling, you know, it's so simple, but it's so complex at the same time, you know. I'm okay, I'm comfortable right now to tell you that. You know, if you guys see the way that I will live my life now, you probably will be, you know, impressed. But if I tell you what's going on in my head right now, half of the room stop talking to me straight away, and the other half will call the police. It's still there, you know. I go to meetings, I see a big screen, how the fuck I'm going to... Oh, sorry about swearing. How the hell I'm going to take this screen? Oh, I'm going to need this and then. Still there, you know. But it's getting better, you know, getting better. Going back to the spiritual principles, they're causative effects. They cause things. I used to believe in dishonesty, into lying, cheating, stealing, and that stuff caused a lot of pain to the people around me, and first and foremost to myself. So now I just engrave big spiritual principles now, big effective stuff that it causes, good stuff in my life, like honesty, like open mind, my willingness, compassion, forgiveness. And I keep coming back because my life is getting better all the time. You know, it's simple. It's so simple living like this. So manageable. It was so unmanageable. You know, the whole palaver of lying all the time, stealing this, selling the stuff. Where's the dealer? It's not open. Going to the other side. Oh my God! The energy, the time-consuming. And I don't have that in my life. No, I don't. I still have a lot to work. I still have a lot to recover. Some of the sectors of my life now is they're okay. Some not. I am a bit of a slow person working the steps. I'm on step 3 at the moment. But it's okay, you know. It's okay because my sponsor said that I have enough in the bank, and I've been working the program in different ways. I do a lot of service, you know. Since the beginning, I've been involved in service, and I end up very soon, 1 month clean, doing this Christmas dinner, and it was the first time that I in 23 years did not think about using. And he struck a chord, because on that day I wake up with somebody knocking on my door, come on Bruno, and I spend all day, you know, slicing turkey and putting spuds in the oven and in the kitchen, and at 6 o'clock they say stop, go to have a meeting, and I was in the view, in the venue, listen to share, and I found myself, wait a minute, it's 7 o'clock in the evening, since 7 o'clock in the morning I did not think about using, because I was at the service of other people. Mm-hmm. And I said, wait a minute, there's something going on here. And yeah, it was the first time I experienced that. And since then, yeah, I never stopped doing service. I then started doing service at the area. And it's absolutely brilliant, you know. The way the decision making that we do at the area is absolutely brilliant. It was with the normal commitments we have in the meetings that I start to understand what is to be accountable to other people, what is to provide this structure to other addicts. Because when I arrive into a meeting, everything was there. So it's my responsibility right now to keep this going and to make recovery available to other addicts. Mm-hmm. And that, it helped me to be accountable, to practice responsibility. The simple commitment, the simple literature commitment, to lay down the literature, to study the literature, to somebody says to me, can I find the meeting? I don't have a computer. Okay, you can go to the web to find, doing this, doing that. And all that stuff start to build a new way to living, a new functional structure. And it works. And it worked for me. And since this is the only thing to work, you know, this fellowship is amazing. The people here are amazing. I just start to experience, when I help somebody a couple of months later, wow, what you just said to me, Bruno, is very good. And that little buzz is what I call joy. You know, it's happiness with a side order. I never have a buzz in my life to so big like the one to help other people, you know, to carry the message to the addict who still suffers. It's as simple as, you know. And a state of gratitude, you know, showing gratitude doing service, showing gratitude as well at the end of the day, lighting up a candle, you know, making that decision. I wanna be grateful. I wanna be grateful to what I have right now. I wanna be grateful to be clean. I wanna be grateful to the meetings, and I light a candle, showing gratitude to the God of my understanding, and to all of you. And I'll leave it right there. Thank you.